quarterly meditation, remembering the north. Make yourself comfortable and breathe deeply for a minute or two until you feel still and settled. With your mind's eye, envision your heart center as the hub of your personal solistic wheel, where the four directions meet with the energy of above and the energy of below. Imagine this hub as a room. It is the room of your heart, a place you will come to often as you undertake your quarterly meditations. What does it look like in this place? Is it dark, comfortable, and cozy? Or open, clear, and light? Does it have windows? And if so, what can you see out of them? Once you can envision the room of your heart and feel comfortable within it, find the central hub and sit or stand there. Take a few deep breaths and look around you. First to the east, where the element of fire resides. Feel the warmth coming from the east, the energy of the rising sun, with its potential to burn up old stories and release you from self-limiting habits. Then turn to the south, where water is in its element. Feel the generous ease and flow that water embodies, how it can resolve any feelings of restriction, how it can wash away your fears. Then slowly turn to the west, the element of earth. Feel how the earth holds you and nourishes you. Feel how abundant and energized earth is. Know just by standing on the earth, in your bare feet, you can reconnect with her sacred spirit. Then turn to the north and the element of air. Feel that freshness and clarity that can instantly give you a new perspective. Feel the lightness of air and know that you can mirror that lightness in your decisions and choices. In this quarter, you are facing the north of winter, the element of air. This is the aspect of the divine human mind where you are encouraged to welcome the truth of your remembering, the liberation of relinquishing. These four directions and their elements are your touchstones. Know that at any time you can envisage being in the heart center and you can reconnect with them for sustenance. Within the directions, over and above all elements and residing in your heart center, is the fifth element of ether, the essence and the mystery, the all-encompassing oneness. Ether is of this world and not of this world. It is the essential element that enables transcendence into the cosmological realm. Your heart center is filled with this bridging element of ether. Feel how it moves you beyond this reality. And as you continue to breathe deeply, envision yourself now leaving your heart center and traveling upwards into the firmament. Upwards, deep into the cosmic realms. How marvelous it is to swim amongst the stars, looking down at the jewel of blue that is this planet Earth. Allow yourself to travel beyond the Milky Way to the edge of the universe, where you find a portal, a doorway between our universe and the rest of the cosmos. You're invited to slip through that doorway into the timeless, eternal realm where angels and archetypes reside. And as you move into this new realm, you will see before you a cosmic medicine wheel, the mirror of the one in your heart center. An archangel stands guardian at each of the four sacred directions, creating a blessed and safe space for you, a place where only the energies and guides that reflect your highest good can enter. Come to rest in the middle of this beautiful cosmic temple. Notice how you feel resting here as your universal or universe soul self. Relax in the harmonious energies that flow from all directions and anchor you gently in the center of the wheel. Then, when you are ready, turn to face the north and notice that in front of the archangel standing guardian there is a doorway. As you take a few more deep breaths, the doorway starts to slowly open, and you prepare to welcome whoever or whatever comes through it, knowing that it's from your higher self and for your highest good. Their form may be from the deep ancestral realms, a human, an archetype, a mythological creature, or an animal guardian, such as the bear, wolf, or owl. It may indeed be a form that's not immediately recognizable to you. Allow that being to come through the door in the north towards you, blessed by the great guardian archangel. And you may wish to take their hands in an act of sacred connection and communion, noticing any words, images, symbols, feelings, or colours that come to you as you interface in this way. Remember to trust your imagination and don't overanalyze what comes to your mind. You might notice that the guardian who has come through the north gate offers to walk with you throughout the dark quarter of winter. They will support you in a myriad of ways in your remembering, in your questioning, in your weaving, and you can always ask them for help or guidance. Their wisdom and voice may be hard to discern at first, but the longer you walk with your mentor and be open to whatever teaching comes your way, the easier the communication between you will be. Now your mentor leads you back towards the universal portal where you entered this archetypal realm. You follow, safe in the knowledge that this immortal being is always here in spirit for you. You nod your head towards the four great guardian angels and the cosmic medicine wheel, and you slowly and gently go back through the portal and traverse back through the cosmic realms, following the energy of your heart center. That energy and your breath leads you back to come to rest here, now, in your body. Your mentor has accompanied you and stands behind you with their hands on your shoulders. Take a moment to feel gratitude for the being who has arisen, who has accompanied you and who is offering you their support for the next 3 months of this year. Come back into your body now and rest in the blessings of your journey. And when you're ready, open your eyes.